This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best. 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source in online promotions. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best. Spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for 3D Friends and their new EP, Summer Break. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Jean, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. See him shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for 3D Friends and their brand new EP, Summer Break. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Dan C. Wright of 3D Friends regarding the new release, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, from their EP, Summer Break, here is 3D Friends with All Right.
Thank you.
From their new EP Summer Break, that was 3D Friends with All Right. And you can check them out at their official website, www.3d-friends.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Dan C. Wright of 3D Friends regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, you've got this great EP out, and it's a real summery EP, meaning like, you know, the month of, you know, summertime. It's a great listen, how do you feel about it now that all the work that's gone into making it is behind you?
Yeah, I've been working on this EP for such a long time. It always seems like there's kind of one setback or another, and to finally be done with a solid EP, a solid five tracks that I'm happy with, and to finally have that and to get everything going with it is really a dream come true. It's a great feeling to release something that you've worked on for so long.
I see. And how is it different from the album you released in 2011, other than the length? But you know.
I tried to bring back a lot of the same signature sounds and production techniques that I did in that album. You'll hear like, you know, the xylophones and the little bell sounds and reverb on vocals and stuff like that. I think how it differs is I've gotten a lot better personally as a recording artist, as my own producer. I've gotten a lot better. I think I've become more familiar with my own sound, and it's just progressed. It's just evolved into something much better, much more quality, I think. And that's one of those things that will hopefully continue to progress. Another way that this EP differs is the song "Just Wanna Hold You" is the first song that I've done with the other two members of my band now. This is kind of the first song that we've worked on together, written and recorded together, and so it's kind of showcasing a new light to 3D Friends.
And if I heard you correctly, you said you produce all this yourself.
That's right, produce, and for the most part, the album was mixed and mastered by me also. So I'm a very hands-on, you know, DIY kind of guy. So I've been like that with my music career for, you know, since I was 14, 15 years old. So.
Well, how easy or difficult is it to get from a producer mode to just being a member of the band in the recording studio? I mean, how easy or difficult is that to balance?
It's a whole different process. When I first started out with, you know, making music and stuff, it was when I was 14, 15, and I was in a band with five other guys, and we were always recording in a studio, and there were so many more inputs coming from, you know, these other different members, different styles, different, you know, everything. And you know, when I first started 3D Friends back in 2009, it was entirely those songs that I released were done, you know, it is entirely, you know, on my own, at my own leisure. You know, I spent basically, I recorded about, basically most of my recordings are done, you know, in my apartment, you know, just in my underwear, just sitting at my laptop, you know, and there's just something really liberating about that feeling.
It's the underwear, but go ahead. Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Sometimes it's completely nude.
Didn't need to hear that, but okay. No. I see.
It can be edited out.
It can.
But I don't think it's going to be. I'm feeling it's not. Okay.
But anyway, so talk about the other members of your band. I mean, tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that's making this thing work.
Well, the other two members of my band is my two best friends, Andrew Alvarado, who's playing bass and backup vocals, as well as keyboards from time to time, and also Justin Roberts, who plays drums, as well as glockenspiel and vocals, and I think the main thing is that they bring so much more energy and excitement to the live performances, which is the first reason I kind of started working with them again, because we were actually all part of a different band years ago, which is the band I was mentioning earlier, and we were all part of that. And what happened was I went solo and released some stuff. Everyone kind of moved away and went separate ways. I started releasing these songs. I released the first single I released, Lena Magic. That was near the end of 2010, and it was like, a month later, it gets picked up by MTV, and I'm doing all this cool stuff. And I actually had a meeting with the manager, who the same guy who manages Passion Pit, Tokyo Police Club, Owl City. And I remember sitting in a coffee shop in East Village in Manhattan, and he was talking to me, and he was like, "So, what is your live performance like?" And I said, well, back then it was just my shows. I wasn't even really performing that much, but my shows basically consisted of me just by myself, looping stuff and,
Right.
And I think that was kind of the one thing that turned him off about wanting to work with 3D Friends back then, is that he wanted to work with a band. He wanted to, bands are just more exciting. Someone with an awesome live performance, I think that's what really counts. And definitely that's what these two guys helped me, create on stage, is just so much energy and so much life. And it's something that I could never do by myself, same way.
Check out the band at their official website, www.3d-friends.com. From their new EP, Summer Break, here is 3D Friends once again with Darkland.
About you, I can't live without you, 'cause you
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the Rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys and their new album, Damaged Goods. You know we like it heavy and loud here at Rockwired, but when it came to Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys, we knew the goods when we heard it. Their latest album mixes a little honky-tonk with rockabilly, and the results are amazing. Namely, the first single, Whiskey Nights, Neon Lights. Damaged Goods, the new album from Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.janerosemusic.com. On June 21st, 2014, in Fredericksburg, Virginia, join us for a 21-band salute to our troops. Operation Rockfest. Two stages, 21 bands. Operation Rockfest. A festival giving back to those who have given so much to this country. Operation Rockfest. An amazing rock show supporting America's heroes. Operation Rockfest. A lineup like no other, including Pop Evil, Nonpoint, Bobaflex, Love and Death, Gemini Syndrome, Saving Abel, Super Bob, Like a Storm, Elysium, Almost Kings, Wayland, Another Lost Year, Black Light District, Silver Tongue, Shallow Side, Blame Shift, Madrone, Sand, 2012 Tribe, Stairwell, and Ignite the Fire. Operation Rockfest. June 21st, 2014 in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Tickets are available at eventfarm.com/OPRockfest. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best. Spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for 3D Friends and their new EP, Summer Break. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Dan C. Wright of 3D Friends regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And it sounds like, you know, you pretty much had your sights set on music from an early age. I mean, if you were in a band when you were 14. So talk about how music got started for you.
I guess what started it was, remember, third grade, elementary school. I think it might have been second grade, actually. And I was in choir class one day, or music class, I think is what it was called. The music teacher was asking, all right, this is your last opportunity. Anyone in the class who wants to try out for the school choir, come up there. We have to go to the front of the class and sing this little melody thing. It's that music speaks, you know, that song. And I remember my friends back then were just like, we were the dudes who sat at the back of the class, back row, kind of like snickering, you know, people were singing and stuff. And but deep down, you know, I had that desire, I had that passion to want to sing. Like, I did want to be in choir. And I remember that day. I remember my teacher saying, "All right, this is the last. This is it. You know, anyone who else wants to potentially be, you know, considered for the choir, to come up right now." And I was like, "Oh my God." Had like a knot, you know, in my stomach, and I stood up and I walked to the front of the class, and everyone was just kind of looking at me like, "What?" And sure enough, I tried out. The teacher loved it. I was in the choir, and that lasted, you know, throughout the rest of elementary school, and yeah, I think that was definitely a pivotal point in my life. You know, like if I hadn't done that, I don't know. I'm sure the drive would have still been there, but just one of those things that's like, you know, I attribute that moment, you know, to definitely being a point in my life that was like, yeah, I love music, I love singing, but I'm going to do, I don't care what people think, kind of thing.
And at what point did songwriting begin for you?
Songwriting, I was, you know, I think it actually started with Weird Al Yankovic, because I remember like in middle school, I loved Weird Al, I loved all his parodies, and I used to create my own parodies of songs. I did a parody of Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy. I think it was something really dumb, like it was called like Fluffy Boy or something. I don't even really remember, but I started out doing a lot of parodies, you know, parodizing lyrics, and then eventually I was just like, well, I can make my own music too, and I think that's when it started. By the time I was 15, I had my first computer, I had an Apple computer with GarageBand, and that's when I just spent all my time just working and working on songs and recording songs and stuff.
And what's your process as a songwriter these days? How do you go about it?
Well, usually the only way I can ever write anything that's worthy of even being listened to, in my opinion, is that moment just has to come to me out of nowhere. If I try to force myself, if I sit down and be like, okay, I gotta write this song, or I gotta finish this song, if I do that, it's a little more difficult, but luckily I have these moments where I'm just like, whoa, you know, a song just came to me, And when that happens, you know, I can write a whole song written and basically recorded, like, you know, within that same day, within a few hours. Like, when I'm that driven, when I'm that inspired, it just all kind of comes out of me. And I think I really appreciate I guess I really appreciate the creative control of being able to just kind of construct and orchestrate these songs, you know, just out of thin air, you know. And, but that's kind of how the process goes. In my underwear.
And with that being said, what songs off of the EP stand out for you the most, and why?
Yeah, that's tough, because I mean, all five of these songs were basically handpicked from a list that was even bigger than that. That I loved all of those songs, and so I mean, each song on this album has something really special. Gives me a really special feeling each song, and I'd have to say songs like Just Want to Hold You is definitely a special song because of, you know, what I mentioned earlier, how it's the first song that we kind of collaborated on, all three of us together, and, you know, we're releasing this to the world together now, which, you know, there's something cool about that. Dark Land is one of those songs that I would fight for that song. I love that song so much. What definitely one of my favorites to perform live also. And out of Your Way is probably my favorite song lyrically on the album. It definitely brings up a lot of feelings and emotions listening to it. It takes me back to those times, you know, where I was when I wrote it. And kind of the whole essence of that song is losing your mind in a beautiful way. You know, I think that's kind of the whole essence of the entire EP is like, why is this crazy? And everything's going to be okay. You know, everything's going to be great.
And that's the message of the EP.
I would say so, yeah.
Very good.
Check out the band at their official website, www.3dfriends.com. From their EP Summer Break, here is 3D Friends once more with Just Want to Hold You.
We'll be right back.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Dan C. Wright of 3D Friends for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rock on.